Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One of the many repercussions from the recession is a rise in domestic violence. Nationally, 3 out of 4 shelters report an increase in women seeking help. In Massachusetts, sexual assault and domestic violence programs are seeing an increase in demand anywhere from 30% to 100%, and the cases are more violent. Despite the growing number of women seeking help, there are still many victims in the shadows, male victims. Research shows women assault their partners nearly as often as men. Professor Mary Strauss is the co-founder of the Family Research Laboratory at the University of New Hampshire. He's done extensive research on domestic violence against men, but he says, in general, we don't hear much about it.
We're more concerned about women being attacked than men, as we should be, because women are more vulnerable. Women are more likely to be injured. Society has an interest in protecting people who are vulnerable. So we should give priority to assaults by men, but we shouldn't ignore assaults by women.
But services for male victims of domestic violence are sometimes hard to come by. For more on that, we spoke with Jan Brown. She runs the Domestic Abuse Helpline for Men and Women. We began by asking her what she hears from the men who call.
The physical attacks guys will say, well, I can take that. It's not that bad. But it's the psychological abuse that is usually most devastating to them.
Are women as likely to be violent in relationships as men?
Research shows that women are more likely to be injured, seriously injured. But men are also likely to be seriously injured. You know, a woman can use a car as a weapon, a knife, a gun. A lot of times they equal out the size differential with weapons. But domestic violence isn't just about physical injury. We've opened it up to mental, emotional abuse also. And men are more fearful of losing their children, losing their reputation, losing their property, all that psychological abuse that female abusers use, just as men have used too.
Are men less likely to come forward than women because of a greater degree of shame from admitting being abused?
That's true, because many men are brought up to be tough, take it like a man, and don't talk about your problems. And the other side of it is there's no outreach for men as victims of female violence. So they don't know what's happening to them. Just like 30 years ago or more, women didn't know. We didn't have a name for it. Today, we don't have a name for what's happening to men yet.
What is your experience in taking calls from the men? Do they have places to turn to in their communities?
Very few do. There are over 2,000 domestic violence shelter programs in the country. And I, myself, have made calls to many of them, trying to find out what services they offer. And many times I've gotten, we don't help men, I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes they'll say, have them give us a call, and it'll be phone support offered, maybe a 1 or 2 night hotel voucher, some court advocacy, but that's it. For example, we worked with a group in Boston who had a victim that needed to find shelter, and he was a male, and couldn't find anything except in New Mexico, and they didn't offer transportation costs, so we helped pay for the bus to get that male to safe shelter in New Mexico.
What are the needs of battered men?
Very much the same as the needs of battered women, especially battered men with children. Some of them seek shelter, counseling, support groups. Legal aid is probably the most needed. Transitional housing. 30, 40 years ago, women didn't have the same resources, and they weren't out in the workforce the way they are today. So some men that call our line are disabled and don't work. Some are unemployed.
What do you tell victims to do in order to find support?
I will suggest to them that they do call their local battered women's shelter and find out if it is accessible. And oftentimes they'll say, but that's for women. I'll say, well, that's a misnomer. You know, it may not be. They may actually give you some services. And I tell them that they need to prove that they are victims through pictures, through emergency room visit, you know, reporting the injuries, talk to the police, create a paper trail.
Have you personally had instances where there are shelters that serve battered women that would not accept a man you were trying to refer to them for help?
Absolutely. Shelter is the hardest thing for men to find. Sometimes they'll say, have them call, and then they'll refer them to the local homeless shelter. Now, sometimes that's okay because they'll actually work with them while they're in the homeless shelter, bringing them over for counseling and any kind of support they need. But sometimes they'll just refer them to a homeless shelter, which does not have the security and benefits that a domestic violence shelter program has.
Is there growing awareness of domestic abuse against men?
I founded this organization in 2000. I've seen some change. There is growing awareness among the public as far as the programs go. Not a lot of change there.
So what needs to be done in order to bring this issue to light?
More public service announcements and outreach to male victims. Some of them need to change their name, and some have because they realize being called Battered Women's Refuge was preventing men from calling. They just have to be more open-minded. And it's a challenge. No doubt it's a challenge.
Jan Brown runs the Domestic Abuse Helpline for men and women. For more information on how to seek help if you're a victim of domestic violence, go to our website, wbur.org.